USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
10,000 civilian casualties are being reported as Russia's unprovoked invasion of Ukraine goes on. The United Nations warning that number is most likely considerably higher. It went on to say it has documented violations of international human rights and humanitarian law, including war crimes. R&B singer R. Kelly is sentenced to 30 years in prison after he was convicted of racketeering and sex trafficking charges. One of his victims, Lizette Martinez, who was 17 when she was abused by R. Kelly, says she wasn't sure if the singer would ever be held accountable.
I'm grateful for today, and I'm grateful that Robert Sylvester Kelly is away, will stay away, and will not be able to harm anyone else.
R. Kelly denies any wrongdoing, and his team plans to appeal. This is USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-333-1750. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes or overweight or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-333-1750. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-333-1750. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-333-1750. 800-333-1750.
On the sidelines of the G7 summit, French President Emmanuel Macron told President Biden that Saudi Arabia and the UAE can't do much to raise oil output. On Fox and Friends Wednesday, Congressman Steve Scalise is now more critical of President Biden's energy policies.
5,700 miles to go beg a foreign country to do something they're not going to be able to do, they don't have the capacity to do, when we've got the energy here, but it's shut down because of Joe Biden's policies.
In July, the president is set to meet with the Saudi crown prince in an attempt to increase oil production and ease gas prices. AAA says more people will be on the road this 4th of July weekend despite the rising gas prices. 48 million Americans are expected to travel 50 miles or more by car. The average price for a gallon of regular gas is $4.86 a gallon. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
Defense attorneys for the Parkland, Florida high school shooter are trying to dismiss a juror for controversial comments. Judge Elizabeth Schreier rejects the motion and wants to make sure Nicholas Cruz understands what's going on in the case.
The jury selection process, when the people come in and they tell us their names and where they work and so on and so forth, you were here for that, correct?
Yeah.
So you did participate in listening to what they said and the selection process, correct?
Yes.
Millions of people are in need after historic flooding in Bangladesh.
The International Federation of Red Cross and Red Crescent Societies are reporting more than 7 million people in Bangladesh are in desperate need of shelter and emergency relief. The agency said this is the worst flooding to hit South Asia in living memory. Hundreds of thousands of homes near the Bangladesh-India border are underwater. Over 200 people in both countries have died since the floods began in April. Bangladesh is between India and Myanmar. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Several hundred people are paying their respects to football legend Tony Siragusa. The former Baltimore Raven, Indianapolis Colt, and Super Bowl champ was laid to rest Wednesday morning in New Jersey. He passed away last week at his home in Toms River at the age of 55. In lieu of flowers, Siragusa's family is asking that donations be made to Make-A-Wish, New Jersey. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.